Legacy. Here's some great stories of Flint Hills legacies from the Emporia Community Foundation on KVOE, live and local.
This week, text the word flag to the KVOE Bluestem Farm and Ranch text line 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a Valley Forge 3-foot by 5-foot United States flag kit from Bluestem Farm and Ranch. Winner announced after 4 p.m. Friday. KVOE live and local, good morning. It is 8:24. And it is time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Like what you buy. Love how you spend it. Credit cards available at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Get lower rates than big banks. Enjoy local service. You talk to the staff you know and trust right here in Emporia. Choose from multiple card types to fit your needs. Apply online at esfcu.com or text or call today to get started. 620-342-2336. Federally insured by the NCUA.
It is time for the ESU Buzz on KVOE and KVOE.com. As we continue the morning show here today, we're pleased to have with us in studio Mary Shively, who is the Dean of the Honors College, Assistant Director for Undergraduate Admissions, and Kelly Hine, who is the Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer. Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Doing great.
Good. Good to have you in. Mary, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome.
Good. Well, we were just commenting amongst ourselves here before we started the interview. It's a busy summer on campus. You look at the construction, you look at the activities, you like fireworks next week, you've got summer theater beginning tonight, no parking on campus for the first time, I think, in decades, if not ever, and a big scholarship announcement came out here earlier this week, Kelly. Let's talk about the, I guess, in general terms, the Legacy Scholarship Program and dive into what was announced here earlier this week.
Sure. So this is really exciting. I was just doing some math around in our surrounding counties, Lyon County, Morris Chase, Greenwood, all of our friends, Osage Coffee. We have about 6,000 alumni right here, which is second to Kansas City. And so we're neck and neck, just Lyon County alone, with Wichita. And so our Legacy Scholarship is for students with parents who went to Emporia State University, and it's $1,000 a year, renewable for up to 4 years. So, and what Mary and I are super excited about is the fact that at Emporia State, you guys know we stack scholarships. Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, we're getting into some very interesting numbers when we think about all those scholarships stacking up. And you know, we're looking at things a lot differently, and we've always thought about Hornet Nation as number one, and we want to make sure that we're rewarding and taking care of Hornet Nation.
There should be a stacking major, you know, at Emporia State.
That may be coming
in the near future, because there's a lot of stacking that's going to be going on. So, yeah, quite an announcement. And Kelly, I think you bring up a good point. Emporia State has always been known as being kind of unique, but their uniqueness now, I think, is really standing out. In the news just a little over a week ago, the list was out from the Kansas Board of Regents, right, of all the region schools that are increasing their tuitions, with the exception of one.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Emporia State University. I'm so excited. KBOR told us it was the first ever in their history of a request to decrease the net tuition and fees. So we're holding tuition flat, and we're decreasing the fees for students on campus. And that's $250 per year for our undergraduates and $350 per year for our graduate students.
Yep. Yeah, and what great publicity, for Emporia State, because you're going to get that mention. Everyone increases, with the exception of one, that being Emporia State University. Mm-hmm. So, Mary, how big is this now Legacy Scholarship that was just announced, on top of everything else that's been going on?
I think it will be a game changer, right, especially for those students with parents who know how great Emporia Emporia State University is. And this will be an opportunity for us to really back and continue to grow our Hornet Nation, right? We have a very unique culture that is supportive, and I think this is one more step in really helping those students figure out how they can take their career in any direction at Emporia State University.
So does this begin like now for the fall?
It does. Okay. It does. It implements now with our incoming new students as well as our returning students that are coming onto campus.
Is this also for any major or any concentration?
It is. It is. It's for any major, any concentration. When you're a full-time student, the Legacy Scholarship will apply to you if your parents went to Emporia State, graduated from Emporia State.
What if you are a Legacy student currently attending Emporia State? Are you still eligible?
Absolutely. So those students will get that scholarship as well, and that will be applied to their financial aid account.
Kelly, I have to ask how long this has kind of been in the conversation process in general terms, but then how long did it take to flesh out, okay, we're going to not only set the dollar amount, but these other aspects that we brought up here, which majors can be involved, and whether it's simply reserved for incoming or can it also go to current students? How long was that conversation process before things finally started coalescing and again rolling out this week?
Oh, about 3 weeks. No, I mean,
like, how was that going to happen?
No, we began the conversation. I think it was May, but you know, I think that's something that higher education, not just Emporia State, which is why I say higher education has a culture of, oh, they move so slow. It's a new day at Emporia State University, and the topic of legacy scholarships came up. In fact, I think Jason Fanning, who's our chair of the Board of Trustees, brought it up, and it didn't take us long before we were turning it around. Yep, that sounds like something we should be doing. Let's do it. And so we can move, which is a really nice thing for us to be able to do.
Well, it seems like activities and all the initiatives that have been put into play right now, ESU does not know slow.
Nope,
do
we
you?
Don't. We yeah. don't. We move.
We do not.
My goodness. So things are happening and happening fast. And take a moment to talk about, Chuck alluded to the construction going on. How exciting is that to see all the dirt moving and what is going to be in play here in the very near future, Kelly?
I mean, so right now the biggest thing that I didn't think much about what it would mean, but when Butcher – that building yeah. came down right. and then you're driving by on Merchant, it's a totally different view of campus and it's really nice. And the grass isn't even green yet. So, so I'm excited for what it's going to look like once the grass grows in. And then that nursing building and the student wellness building, that's something that's going to benefit every single student on campus. And that's so exciting. And to have a top notch nursing program,
sure.
have a top-notch building, it's just beyond exciting. And the fact that we were able to pay for that building through our own blood, sweat, and tears and found our funding ourselves and not having to pass that on to students is a really, really big deal for our students and for the state, right? I mean, so none of us are having to put our taxpayer dollars to something yeah. that we were able to fund ourselves.
And Kelly's right. That's some nice looking dirt you have up there right now.
yeah.
It's a good view.
It's a straw
good
view. On top.
And this also brings attention, Mary, to the you know, previous scholarship announcements over the last 12 to 18 months. I mean, Emporia State has been very busy in either kind of resetting the scholarships that have been in place or having some really neat scholarship opportunities for students that are brand new here over the last 18 months.
Absolutely. There's so many scholarship stackable options. With our residential life, if you are a new student, that's going to be $1,000. If you're a returning student, that's $2,000 to help with that living cost, because we know that's a cost that also adds up very quickly for students. We have honors scholarships, our band, Marching Hornets, Spirit yeah. Squad, all of those opportunities that really help create student life, right? Their experience, right? College is much more about development, right? And you're going and you're getting an outstanding degree, but it's also about all the extra things that you could if you want to get involved in. And we're just starting from the beginning saying, hey, we think that your entire college experience is important and we want you to live on campus and we want you to be involved. And we know that's how we get you to graduation and that's what helps you make successful. And then you start your career. So we're really trying to back that up as many ways that we can to really support students to do those types of things and not have to work 40 hours a week.
You know, Ron, one of the you mentioned here about the approach that Emporia State doesn't know slow. And this also demonstrates, Mary, about Emporia State not thinking inside the box. And clearly over the last year, the status quo is out the window.
It 100% is, absolutely. And to be honest, the higher education model, we can't continue doing the things that we had been doing as a nation, right? Like, we have to do things differently. And I think that's one of the reasons I love to get up and go to work at Emporia State, just because it is that, what can we do to really make a difference? How can we impact every single student's life that comes onto our campus? We have a huge responsibility, right, to provide an outstanding education and experience for them. And how do we do that, right? And so we're going to continue doing that. And how can we dream up the dreams to make that happen for these students?
Now, a lot of scholarships, in fact, I can't keep track of them all, everything that's been announced here. I don't know how you guys do it, but to make sure that prospective students and even current students are aware of all the opportunities that are available to them. Have you been able to see any traction, Mary, from all these scholarships? I mean, they're relatively new for the most part, but have you seen a buzz happening with these?
Absolutely. And in my research world, I could say that we could start seeing those from a qualitative and quantitative standpoint, right? So we are seeing the numbers increase. We're seeing students walking in the door because of, hey, this is a new opportunity, or because of this mailing or different kinds of things that we communicated with students. But we're also hearing those qualitative stories of actually how it's making a difference, right? We've talked with many students where their parents of, hey, I made the choice to come here because this, and this, right? And it, sure. And it has to do with the student experience and the scholarships that are available for them, and what they know that when they come on campus, the experience that they're going to have when they're here. So it's kind of fun to be able to be in the roles that we're in, because we get to hear those stories every day and pass them on. So
yeah, you're here in the ground floor of these initiatives. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, the other thing too that comes up, kind of as a tangent to that, is the campus experience as a whole. Because obviously you're getting students to pay attention now to getting to campus, mm-hmm. but it also has to. I would assume there's more conversations underway as to more updates and more experiences that the students will take and take with them fondly as they graduate and go on to the next stage of their lives.
Absolutely. We also have a new vice president that's coming in, Taylor Criley, who I'm so excited to have back on campus, and just her ideas and how we can really enhance that student experience from in the classroom, out of the classroom, in residential life, just all football experience, basketball experience, like all the extra that a student get to experience is going to be top notch. And I'm so I'm sitting here smiling because I'm so excited. Yep. Because I know what that does for students. I get to see it every single day, and it's phenomenal. It's awesome to watch the experience.
One thing too that comes to mind that really hasn't gotten as much attention maybe over the last month or so is the new food service contract, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you're looking at, again, more new stuff that just adds to not only the campus experience for students and staff, but for anybody coming on board for campus or visiting campus, this is something really for the community to take advantage of as well.
Absolutely, and one of the things that we're really excited about was this fresh ideas, openness, and looking at what Emporia State's feedback was, and our feedback was community feedback that, hey, Our local folks don't have the opportunity to come on campus and be a caterer, and with this new food vendor, that will be an opportunity. And we're just excited about just a variety and all of that. So
that's a 180 change right there from
what
it has been. Mm-hmm. It really has. Mm-hmm. And Mary Shively, Dean of the Honors College and Assistant Director for Undergraduate Admissions, and Kelly Hine, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer. Well, marketing, I'm sure you have been in touch with all the alumni then to let them know about this legacy opportunity, correct?
Yes, they all got an email in their inbox, yes, 2 days ago. Yes. And we're emailing and talking to students. We're calling the students that we already have their names for, and letting the student know and their parents know that, hey, this is a new opportunity. So definitely.
Well, that's significant. Mm-hmm. A grand a year. Wow.
That is not bad for 4 years.
And stackable, right?
Yes.
That's right. That's the name of the game. And there's still a lot of time for students to enroll. Mm-hmm. So we get applied and enrolled if they haven't already. Right now we're running a campaign called 20 and 20, 20 scholarships in 20 days. It's kind of a drawing process. So to get those folks, get them moving in the summertime, remind them.
Yeah. So every student that applies or enrolls or gets enrolled right now will be a part of that drawing. So it's a great opportunity and a great push to make that happen.
You
do
know,
today.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it won't be very long, in fact, if this has not already happened, that there may not be one student on campus that is not taking advantage of a scholarship of some kind that you have.
If they're not, it's probably their fault.
I thought you'd say that.
Absolutely.
That's incredible, though.
Yes. Great opportunity.
Yeah.
And your social media staff has got to be going overdrive, overtime here to think of ideas to continue keeping this word out in front of people.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They're every day they're putting out new content, reminding folks of the scholarship opportunity and all of the opportunities at Emporia State University. Just a week or so ago, my nephew from North Carolina came to town to go to Coach Hill's baseball prospect camp. And that's what got him here. And then he had, you know, the admissions team gave him a personalized visit, him and his dad. And I think that they were surprised how much they loved Emporia State University, all the opportunities it would provide, the connections they would get, that they would get at Emporia State, and nothing at a bigger school would ever compare to that. So they were really, really impressed. And that was a lot of fun getting to show off Emporia State.
You know, now Emporia State has last couple of years obviously been on the higher education radar nationwide because of the reinvestment process that's been underway. It begs the question kind of how you keep ahead of the curve, because you know a lot of universities are looking at what you're doing overall. Now they're looking at these different processes like the parking, like the scholarships, you know, things like that, plus fees coming down. How do you keep in front of the curve here and keep Emporia State as not only in the limelight, but really as an attractive option with all the different things that are happening, and kind of keep ahead of those other universities that are going to say, hey, look, they can do it, so can we.
Right. And I think a couple things keeps Emporia State. Number one, we don't ever do one thing and think, oh, look, we did a thing. It's, okay, we did that, good job, what's next? So that's just part of how we operate and how we work. Is just to be thinking about the next thing and how do we stay at the curve. I think a big thing for Emporia State too is the team of folks who are around the table from one end of campus to the other. We're all able to work and think through what's the best thing for our students. And what I love the most is it's not just talk. We can put our money where our mouth is. And when we talk about attacking the cost of higher education and lowering the cost of higher education, it's not just a mouthpiece. It's not a superficial thing. And that's really exciting. And we just, every single day, it's like, I don't even know what we did yesterday because we're already on to the tomorrow, next week, next month, next year.
Mm-hmm. And Mary, before we wrap things up, you get to see this from a couple of different angles as Director of Undergraduate Admissions, but also the Honors College. What's the buzz like in the Honors College with these, specifically the scholarship announcements and some of the other things that are kind of leading into that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So our Honors College applications have doubled. So it is the excitement of our new students coming in is awesome. I mean, it is really swelled. And our current students, they are so excited just about the opportunities that are even available for them, right? Oftentimes, you know, you implement something and it's like, oh, it's only our new incoming class. So just the fact that we're investing in our current students as well, they are vastly excited about that.
Should be. Well, again, legacy scholarships going into effect this fall for Emporia State University students, children whose parents attended Emporia State. It's any major, it's any concentration, it's incoming students, and also for students attending Emporia State University. Really appreciate the update. Mary, thanks so much for joining us. Kelly, thank you for joining us here this morning.
Thank you all.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Mary Shively, Dean of the Honors College, Assistant Director for Undergraduate Admissions. Kelly Hine, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer, our guests on the ESU Buzz this morning. It's 8:43 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
And the ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for a successful career. Discover the possibility at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424-226, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. It's 844.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, a president and a former